This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shrutijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shrutijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, we've had yet another spectacular day of trade today because we've seen two consecutive days of record highs being formed on both the benchmark Sensex and the Nifty. So share with us what really led to the rally in today's trading session. And Sensex closed just shy of 42,000 levels. Are we going to see that level tomorrow then?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, absolutely. In fact, Sensex is just, 48 points away from hitting, another landmark level, you could say that, 42,000. And if we talk about today's trading session, Indian market closed in green for the fourth consecutive day in a row. And benchmark indices, that means both Sensex and Nifty, hit fresh record highs for the second consecutive day on Tuesday, supported by gains in metals, IT, and consumer stocks. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. And now, Sensex was 92 points to 41,952, while the Nifty 50 closed 32 points high at 12,362. In fact, both Sensex and Nifty ended at fresh record closing high. In terms of record high, Sensex hit a record high of 41,994, and Nifty 50 hit a lifetime high of 12,374. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in FMCG, metals, consumer discretionary, IT, as well as auto stocks, while profit taking was seen in banks, energy, as well as realty stocks. Now, among the broader markets, mid-cap and small-cap indices continued to outperform and ended with gains of 0.7 to 0.8% respectively. In fact, the up move was largely led by positive global cues over increasing optimism towards US-China trade tools. And experts are of the view that the pre-budget rally is likely to take Indian markets to new highs, but traders should remain cautious as earnings could induce volatility. In fact, investors should stay light with respect to trading positions as chances of further consolidation cannot be ruled out. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. If you look at Nifty gainers, Zee Entertainment, Hero Motor Corp, Britannia Industries and Vedanta were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, REL, UPL, IndusInd Bank and Yes Banks were top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, Shrutij, if you could really help us understand in terms of sectors, which sectors really helped make all the record high levels seen on benchmark indices like Sensex and the Nifty. Also, in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume action seen?
Well, absolutely. In terms of sectors, FMCG index was 1.4%, followed by the metal index, which gained 0.94%, and the consumer discretionary index was up 0.84%. Now, profit taking was seen in energy index, which was down 0.48%, followed by banks and realty. Volume spike of 200 to 400% was seen in stocks like Aurobindo Pharma, Exide Industries, Tata Chemicals, Bata India, and NTPC. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Global, NTPC, Mindtree, Tata Chemicals, and Wipro. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Shriram Transport, Chola Finance, Ramco Cement and Jindal Steel. Well, today on a day, especially when both Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high, well, there are 86 stocks on the BSE which hit a fresh 52-week high. Yeah. That includes names like SRF, HDFC, Alchem Laboratories, APL Apollo, DV's Laboratories, NIT Tech, IPCA Laboratories, etc., among others.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Shrutij, there were a whole host of other stocks as well that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with the Yes Bank first. It has been in news for the last 1 week as well. The share prices were down about 8% after Kotak Institutional Equities maintained its sell call on the stock and cut the target price to 40 from 55 rupees per share. Now, shares of IndusInd Bank fell nearly 4% after the lender reported sharp increase in the gross slippages due to one travel account. Now, the private sector lender registered a healthy 32% year-on-year growth in profit at 1,300 crore rupees in Q3 despite higher provisions. Now, Deepak Fertilizer share prices gained about 4% after the company sold its land in Dahej. The company informed exchanges that it has divested one of its plots in the industrial land in Dahej as part of its strategy to divest the non-core assets. Now, shares of India Cements rallied 7% after ACE investor Radhakrishna S. Damani increased his stake in the company by 3.43% during the October to December quarter. Also, share prices of IRCTC gained 3% after the company received approval to operate Ahmedabad-Mumbai Central Tejas Express. Apart from this, Shrutij, could you help us understand how are the technically placed now on the index, especially Nifty, and which are the crucial levels to watch out for now?
Well, absolutely. Well, in terms of technical charts, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, and Supertrend indicator gave a buy signal, as well as the MACD also gave a bullish crossover. In fact, but there is one concern that most of the indicators are in overbought zone, and some consolidation cannot be ruled out. That's what most technical experts fear at this point in time. Now, in terms of MACD, which generated a buy signal, well, experts are of the view that the impact can be limited, as market has already rallied in the last four trading sessions from the lows of 11,929, that is with respect to Nifty. Now, a similar buy signal from MACD was witnessed in last December as well, around about 12,200 levels, which sort of failed to add any incremental gains to Nifty and topped out in succeeding two sessions, triggering a bigger correction from the highs of 12,293 to 11,929. Now, for the time being, traders will be better off giving a miss to the limited gains on the upside, whereas weakness can be expected on a strong close below 12,300. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. And maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500 followed by 12,400, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 12,200.
All right, thanks a lot then, Shitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.